What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's trending in sports right now as we get ready for 50 states in 50 days by ESPN, which will be tomorrow here in Maryland due to the BMW championship here at Caves Valley, where we are broadcasting live right now. We want to know your Maryland sports Mount Rushmore. Ed, do you put together your list?
Yeah.
First of all, let me say this. This is my one disclaimer. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Michael Phelps on your Mount Rushmore, you're just silly. I'm just going to say that. 23 gold medals.
Yeah.
If he's not on your Mount Rushmore, then you've been asleep for the past decade.
Yep.
But go ahead, Eddie.
Mine, it's the predominantly people that were born here.
I did all people who were born
except
here.
One. So Michael Phelps was at the top of my list.
Okay.
I mean, he's the best there ever was. Baltimore guy. Cal Ripken.
Okay.
I mean, just because he's a Maryland icon.
He's the Iron Man.
He's Iron Man, born here, played here, still here. I think that means a lot. The one who was not born here, mm-hmm. He's a Floridian. I had to give Ray Lewis.
Okay.
Greatest there ever was at that position. And then my fourth, my Mount Rushmore, was another guy who was born from Baltimore, and that's Babe Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
That is my list. I mean, Babe Ruth is Babe Ruth. I mean, he's like Ray. Like, you know, when they're doing the Hall of Fame things or you're making a presentation like this, I don't have to tell you who he is. Babe Ruth is born in Baltimore.
Absolutely. So. Mine, we have three similar, and I'm throwing a curveball on one of mine, okay? First of all of mine are from Maryland. First, he was once the home run king of baseball, Babe Ruth. 23 gold medals, Michael Phelps. The Iron Man in baseball, Cal Ripken, and four-time gold medalist, Dominique Dawes.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Mount Rushmore mm-hmm. sports in Maryland.
Yep.
All born in Maryland. She was Silver Spring, Maryland. So that's four gold medals. So that's my Mount Rushmore.
And there are guys who
– Joe Gans.
Joe Gans was on my list. Yeah. He was one of my guys. I was going to put in Joe Gans. He was actually the first black champion, I believe. You know, and he's from Baltimore. I mean, it wasn't Jack Johnson. It was Joe Gans. So that's why Joe Gans would be on my list. Jimmy Fox was born here. You know, there's other guys out there. But that's my four. And, of course, you know, it's like any other list. Then you got guys right below.
That's what makes it so tough because you only get four on the Mount Rushmore. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I'm glad you did, Ed, but I thought you would overlook Cal.
I can't. Can't.
Why do some overlook Cal? Why is it that some people, you know, use the fact that he played every day as a bad thing?
Because they're stupid. That's why.
It's like, that's a reason.
I don't know how to say it. It goes back to the same conversation we've had all morning. You know, these people that criticize guys like him. He just went to work every day. No, he didn't. He did do that. But he changed the position. He's like the first big shortstop there that, you know, broke into Major League Baseball. Nobody was his size playing that position.
You know what? See, I defended it differently. Someone said that to me, too. The only thing he did was went to work every day. I said, did you? did you go to work every day for that many? No, you didn't.
Right.
So, Cal Ripken, you wanted him to sit out. His career war was 95.9. That's his career war. So, who do you want him to sit out for? And the fact that he could play every day for that long, to me, it shouldn't be a criticism. It should be sensational. To keep in mind, no one in the game, the history of baseball has done it. No one. When you own something like that no one is even close to, then it should be honored. And on top of that, oh, by the way, don't say he just played every day because the man had 400 career home runs.
431.
3,100 hits. Mm-hmm. A career batting average of .276 and a career OPS of .788. All of those numbers are above average.
Yeah, on base percentage, .340. I mean, yes, He didn't just come to work every day. He's a Hall of Fame player, two-time MVP. I mean, it's just I don't know how. I just think people get, you know what it is? The familiarity breeds contempt. I just made that saying up, by the way. I'm sure you may have heard it before, but I think because he's local, he's accessible. You see him. His son is on our, you know, on our air. I mean, it's just the family's here, and I think people when you're familiar with people, you just get contemptuous because, well, you know, I'm starting to really hate people.
Any love for Tank?
No.
None of Mount Rushmore?
None of Mount Rushmore. I would put Gans. I mean,
why would Tank not go, just specifically? I agree, but why not for you?
If I'm only going to include four, and I love boxing, and it's really hard for me to leave Gans off the list, but I couldn't. We're going to knock off Phelps, Ray Lewis, yeah. You know, like Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Joe Gans is sadly little known, but to me, just a true American hero. I just like people to think about it for a second. Like, Joe Gans was born 9 years after slavery ended. He was a champion boxer in America at that time. You got to think about things like that. And, you know, he wasn't just a boxer. He was a champion. His actually wasn't even his real name. His name was Gant. And they screwed it up in one of the cards he was on. It listed him as Gans. So he went with that name forever. But this is, you know, this is a guy that was one of the best ever. And he's from here. So to me, it's him.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you. You're Mount Rushmore of sports for Maryland. And again, the criteria that I use is born in Maryland. Ed used the mixed bag. He had one person not born from Maryland. Born in Maryland, I should say, born in Florida. Give us your four again, Ed.
My four was one not born here was Ray Lewis, obviously, from Lakeland, Florida. Babe Ruth, Cal Ripken, Michael Phelps.
Mine was Babe Ruth, born in Baltimore, actually. At one point, the home run king of baseball. Michael Phelps, born in the Baltimore area as well. 23 gold medals. Cal Ripken, Harford County guy. Ironman of baseball still to this day. And Dominique Dawes, four-time gold medalist. That's my Mount Rushmore of sports for the state of Maryland. 410-583-1057. Taking your calls right now on Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, broadcasting live from Kays Valley for the BMW Championship on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, broadcasting live from Kays Valley Golf Course, home of the BMW Championship for 2025. And tomorrow, ESPN will do 50 states in 50 days representing Maryland, the greatest athletes of Maryland. We did a Mount Rushmore, of course. Now we want to hear from you, your four athletes representing Maryland. And listen, there's a big debate now on social media. We made it clear, Maryland affiliation, either played in for a Maryland team or from Maryland. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Kevin, Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What up, Rob and Ed? How y'all doing?
All right, well, man, good morning.
Doing good, man. So my people would be Cal Ripken, Michael Phelps, Babe Ruth, and the legendary Mo Gabba. That's my guy,
I like that. Thanks a lot, Kevin. I appreciate the call, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Let's go out back to Baltimore. Let's go get Reds. What's up, Reds?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Great show as usual.
Thank you, sir.
Shout out to Jeremy, man, praying for speedy recovery and full recovery. I feel like this, man. I feel like everybody should have Ray Lewis, Michael Phelps, Cal Ripken on.
No, you can't say everybody should have, man. Just give us yours.
Okay, I'm going to add Jessica Long. She's like one of the most decorated Paralympic swimmers in the history of Paralympics. She wasn't born in Maryland. but she was adopted by a family in Maryland. Anybody that don't know her, man, look at her story.
Rez, we do know she's been on the show. In the spirit of what you just did, you just added somebody that means something to you. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So how could you say everybody should have somebody else?
You got that, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Rez. It's the Mount Rushmore of the four people who mean something to you.
Yeah, this is an opinion poll.
I love his ad of Jessica Long. I love that, but he proved the point. You know, you're putting people who are on your Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Dump Truck Don. What's up, Dump Truck Don?
Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
I like Ed's list, but I'm gonna say Michael Phelps is like gotta be on there. Cal Ripken from C. Pleasant, Maryland. Kevin Durant, and from Palmer Park, Maryland, one of the greatest boxers of all time.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
I love the Sugar Ray Leonard ad. I do. I love that. Dump Truck Don. I love that, man. Thanks a lot, my friend. I love that Leonard ad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Someone put Kevin Durant on X, and the guy said he's the journeyman. He's not a Maryland. He is from.
What does that got to do with
Maryland? He's from. Why do you have to criticize?
He's a journeyman.
Why do you have to criticize somebody else?
So by that thinking, LeBron James is a journeyman too.
Yeah. Just give me your list and keep it moving,
again,
man.
Stop typing on your phone from the toilet. Stop being mean. Just tell us what you think.
Gosh. Ben on the road. What's up, Ben?
What's up? How are you?
All right.
How are you?
All righty. I got Ripken, Ruth, Phelps. My fourth is in sports entertainment. L.A. Knight. He's from Baltimore.
What does WWE. He do? Yeah. Oh, his name is what? L.A. Knight?
L.A. Knight, one of the biggest. He's one of the A-card wrestlers. I'm a sport. I would say Batista, but he's from D.C.
He is. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Ben. I never heard of him. You ever heard of L.A. Knight?
No. Nope.
I never heard of you. We got a couple of them on X right now. Johnny United seems to be on a lot of people's list.
Sure.
Who is Tyrone? Tyrone, Cal, Sam, and Phelps. I don't know. I need some better names than that. Johnny Unitas, Cal Ripken, Phelps, and Juan Dixon made it on Billy.
I told you that earlier. I thought he was going to be on yours.
Yeah. Babe Ruth, Cal Ripken, Michael Phelps, Dominique Dawes, same list as mine. Mm-hmm. Michael Phelps, Ray Lewis, Johnny U, Cal Ripken, the same list as yours. There's another one for your list as well. This one says Phelps. This is trippy. Phelps, Cal, Tavon Austin, and Tank. He included Tank on it.
Trippy, look up Kevon Austin's high school times. Look up my son's.
Ooh. Let's go to Pasadena and get Steve. What up, Steve?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Great show, man.
All right. Doing well. How are you, man?
Hey, I just want to give you my four. I got I'm pretty much what everyone else is doing. So, Ray Lewis. I got Michael Phelps, Babe Ruth, and my last one would be Jim Palmer.
Jim Palmer. Right. I like that. Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Hope Palmer's not listening. Yeah, I didn't put him on the list.
I'm going to text him.
Oh, my God. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
Hey, y'all hear me? I'm good. I didn't hear the part. I took it, like, I just tuned in, you know. So I took it as that they had to be from Maryland. So my list.
No, you can take it any way you want. Mike, there is no wrong answer. If they played here or born here, there's no wrong answer.
Because I would have added Ray Lewis to mine. But my original list of how I thought it was Phelps, Sugar Ray Leonard, Babe Ruth, and who's my fourth? Phelps, Sugar Ray Leonard, Babe Ruth, and Cal Ripken. And those are
okay.
Just
so,
like, you know,
so if you added Ray Lewis, who would you take off of that?
If I to take off of that, I would tell you, I would take Ripken off. To tell you the truth.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, Maryland team affiliated. Someone also criticized somebody for it's not from Baltimore. It's not a Baltimore list, folks. If you watch it, the 50 for 50, if you watch it, It's people affiliated with the state. 50 states in 50 days. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. Mine are Adam Jones, Justin Tucker, Lamar Jackson, and Tom Davis. And you guys have a wonderful day.
All right. You have a wonderful day, too. I like the Tom Davis.
I think
Davis
your tea's ready, too, by the way.
Huh?
Was it, you heard that whistling in the background?
They added the Tom Davis in there. We got a Tom Davis sighting for ours. I like that. All right. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, you look at this list, man. It's a lot of great. The one thing we know for sure, a lot of great athletes have passed through the state.
Absolutely.
Either born or played. A lot born.
A lot born.
A lot of these guys, a lot of these people naming people who were born here. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I mentioned Shane Merriman off the air.
Who? You know,
lights out.
Sean Merriman. All right. Yeah, I forgot about him. He is a Maryland. PG County guy,
PG
right?
PG County, yeah.
Oh, man. If someone said, if you include Dixon for his title run, I'd say remove Cal and add Jim Palmer. All right.
Okay. All right.
How can anyone's list not start with Babe Ruth?
Well, ours did.
No, I was just talking about other people. There are reasons not to.